It's a breaking Anfield wrap. It's a special Anfield wrap because things have happened. Liverpool have broke news late on a Friday, but hey, the Anfield wrap is still working. Of course we are. And Rob Gutman loves a transfer, first of all, but he also loves a long-term contract. And Rob, you've got one for one of the greatest players in the country.
Yeah, Trent till 2025. I'm trying frantically to understand what this means for Trent and for the club in precise terms. But it looks, I think he's extended one which did expire in 2023, which he signed in 2019. I think he's extended by 2 years. But interestingly, in James Pearce's piece in The Athletic, he said Trent has now moved on to the same level as Virgil van Dijk, Mo Salah and Sadio Mane. So that's really interesting that he's getting an elite level salary. What that means, I suspect, is he's now getting around 180 grand a week plus bonuses, I think. And I think that's probably going to come close to doubling the contract he got in 2019. So this is quite a big financial move by the club. It's not just the two extra years. They've actually sort of torn up the two to go before then, if you like, my sum's right, and said, yeah, you can have a load more money, Trent. I think it's also interesting that his is the first that's over the line. And the reason I think that's so is because he has the biggest resale value. He is the youngest of the contracts we've been talking about. Quite frankly, to be brutally crude about it, some of these lads who are just about to touch 30, Liverpool can be a lot more relaxed about whether they want to sign for longer or not. Like Trent, they cannot take any risks on. They know the supreme value in that young man's boots.